From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. Egypt is to begin reorganization of its military. Following terror attacks against military targets in the northern Sinai several days ago, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has ordered the restructuring of Egypt's military command structure east of the Suez Canal. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cut short a trip to attend an African Union summit in Addis Ababa and chaired a meeting of top military commanders Saturday. He unified the army's command structure in the Sinai to better deal with the current conflict. Addressing a crowd of armed forces personnel, Mr. Sisi insisted Egypt would win its battle against terrorism. He says that this confrontation is difficult, intense, and bitter, and the struggle will be long and costly for all Egyptians. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The White House says U.S. analysts are working to authenticate a purported Islamic State video showing the apparent beheading of Japanese hostage Kenji Goto. The new beheading video appeared 2 days after the latest deadline by IS militants demanding the release of an Iraqi prisoner. Meanwhile, Islamic State fighters facing Kurdish troops and allied air support on Saturday acknowledged defeat and retreat from the key Syrian border city of Kobani after months of fighting. Peace talks between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists ended Saturday without a deal. The talks in Minsk broke up after just a few hours. There's more on each of these stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The African Union is moving forward with a request for a military force to stop the spread of the Boko Haram insurgency in West Africa. VOA's Gabe Josselow reports from Addis Ababa.
African Union Commissioner for Peace and Security, Samail Cherghi, said the first meetings on the formation of a 7,500-troop force to confront Boko Haram will take place in Cameroon in the coming days.
We will have, indeed, the challenge of financing this force, and discussions are ongoing. And for us, indeed, the best will be within the assessed contributions of UN.
The AU Peace and Security Council has requested a multinational African force to conduct operations against the Islamist group, seen as an increasing threat to the country's neighbors, in particular Cameroon and Chad. Gabe Josselow, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has met in Boston, Massachusetts, with his counterparts from Canada and Mexico for talks that covered subjects from trade cooperation to the fight against extremism. Canadian Foreign Minister Baird, that is, Foreign Minister John Baird, focused on the economic benefits of the meeting.
John and Pepe and I have had very useful discussions focused on economic competitiveness, on job creation, on energy and regional and security cooperation. Canada is actively seeking to expand even further our trade and investment ties across North America. This means jobs and it means growth for all of us.
Secretary of State Kerry said they also discussed efforts currently underway to defeat violent extremism and the battle against the Islamic State. Tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of Madrid Saturday in the biggest show of support yet for new anti-austerity party Podemos, which has been drawing comparisons to Greece's new ruling party, Syriza. The crowds chanted, "Yes, we can," as they converged on the central Puerta del Sol square. Many waved Greek flags and signs reading, "The change is now." Podemos, which means "we can," emerged just a year ago, but is already poised to shake up the country's traditional two-party system. In May, it produced a major shock by winning 5 seats in elections for the European Parliament. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who presides over Europe's largest and strongest economy, has again ruled out debt forgiveness for Greece's international rescue loans. In interviews appearing Saturday in the German newspapers, Ms. Merkel said debt-ridden Greece had already gained billions of dollars in concessions from bankers and foreign creditors since striking a bailout deal in 2010. She said she does not envision fresh debt cancellation. More on each of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.